This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Former NBA player Royce White recently went on one of the better shows on The Blaze and laid out the fact that clearly there was a stand down in Israel. The question is, who did the stand down? Upwards of 90% of Israelis in polls, we've showed them on the air, you can look them up, believe there was a intentional stand down. So Royce White goes out and lays out those facts, and there's a big campaign on Twitter of people trying to get rid of the talk show host on The Blaze for having Royce White on. How dare he talk about the fact that governments sometimes allow attacks to happen? They had attack helicopters 30 miles away. That takes them like 5-10 minutes to get there. A few attack helicopters, estimated about five, could have taken out all those Hezbollah people. But for 7 hours, they let them run around like maniacs. Again, I'm calling them Hezbollah because they were Hezbollah Hamas operatives. And that now, of course, officially come out. And I told you on the 7th, that's the case. I know who does the training. I understand the training. I've seen the training. I've studied it. They are the main capable force in the Middle East that's on the what you call bad guy team. For some people on the left, they think they're the good guys, even though they are diametrically opposed to most of what the left thinks. But that's a side issue. Here is Royce White laying out the facts. And for this, people want the talk show host that had him on canceled. Absolutely outrageous and very, very dangerous. But they can't handle the truth coming out, folks. If there was a stand down, don't you want to know who ordered it? And, of course, you know there was one. I mean, are 80-something percent or 90-something percent of the Jews bad, too? Because they think something's going on? Come on, folks, let's not be chumps. Here's Royce White.
But the question now is for American citizens, in response, we're gonna level Gaza. We're going to turn it into a parking lot. And our hostages are still there. Or you're going to tell me that the intelligence failed in one of the most protected places in the whole world. The intelligence failed, and now you have the counterintelligence to be able to go precisely identify and locate these Hamas terrorists. I mean, you could run that stuff on somebody who watches David Letterman back in the day. I'm a 90s baby, so David Letterman was on. You could tell that to somebody who watches Trevor Noah or somebody who watches Sean Hannity, for example. You can't tell that to nobody who watches Steve Bannon. You can't tell that to nobody who's been watching Alex Jones for 25 years. You mean to tell me the intelligence in the most protected nation in the world was dark, and all of a sudden, when we go back to Counter-Strike, we have high-level intelligence to precisely locate the specific people we want to? No. No, you're going to go cleanse Palestine and Gaza because you think it's your right. And many people are making the case that it's their right. And all I have to say to it is, don't do it in our name.
Joel Gilbert back with you from Los Angeles, talking about Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Going through Michelle's life history here with you today, up to the top of the next hour, Michelle meets Barack Obama working for the Sidley Austin law firm. And the attraction, I believe, was that Barack broke up with his Asian girlfriend, saying he needed a black girlfriend or wife for politics. He wanted to find a black person to make him feel more black and be more black and have a connection to the black community, which he had none. Michelle Obama wanted nothing to do with black people her whole life. They picked on her. They beat her up. She refused to study with them. I think the attraction for Michelle with Barack is because he was biracial. He made her feel more white. So I think that was the initial attraction between Barack and Michelle Obama. And we're going to talk about after another short break is that Michelle went on to work for the mayor of Chicago, where her job was to kick black people out of their homes. She made 20,000 black people homeless at the projects of Cabrini Green. This is where they wanted the land to give away to Tony Rezko and the Democrat donor developers. So Michelle was used to kick them out of their homes and tell them it'd be good for them. Michelle always had jobs exploiting the black community for white liberals, and that was her first job having done the dirty work. After the break, we'll talk about her next job.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert back with you from Los Angeles. We're talking about Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power, both a book and a film in the InfoWars store. Please go there and buy the film and book to support InfoWars. We just talked about how Michelle exploited the black community on behalf of white liberals. The white liberals wanted the land at Cabrini Green near downtown. So Michelle was hired as assistant planning commissioner at the mayor of Chicago's office, and she made 20,000 blacks homeless. Having proven she could do the dirty work for white liberals to exploit the black community, Michelle was hired by the University of Chicago Medical Center. They were having problems with black people because the Southsiders were showing up at their emergency room, and a lot of them didn't have good insurance, so they were losing money. Now, they couldn't hire a white person to kick black people out of the emergency room and deny them access to health care. That's where Michelle Obama came in. She started something called the Southside Health Collaborative. And what they would do is, if you showed up and you were black from the Southside and didn't have insurance or didn't have the proper insurance, Michelle would put you in a white van and dump you back on the Southside. They would drop you off at these crappy clinics and in strip malls with terrible health care. I visited those clinics in the movie. And they wanted to preserve the beds in the hospital for essentially white people and rich people. So Michelle made $300,000 a year denying access to health care to the black community. And Michelle put out these flyers, and she said, it's going to be good for you. This is better for you if we deny you access to good health care. So Michelle got her revenge on the black community for what they did to her growing up when they beat her up and accused her of acting white, and they knew she didn't have any black friends and would refuse to study with them. So Michelle got her revenge on them in her professional career. Now, who were Michelle's friends at this time? Well, I found out her best friend from her Sidley Austin law firm worked there for 2 years with her was none other than Bernadine Dorn. Bernadine Dorn was the head of the Weather Underground domestic terrorist group, was responsible, allegedly, for killing policemen. And she used to talk about something called the politics of fear, how we're all afraid of each other. And it turns out when Michelle went on the campaign trail in 2008, she was copying Bernadine Dorn word for word. That's where she got all her anti-American rhetoric from a 1960s terrorist. Michelle said things like, you can't afford to pay mortgage. You can't afford food in this country. You can't afford child care. Don't get sick in this country, on and on. All these things trashing the country all came from Bernadine Dorn. Let's take a look at the video called Fear, where you're going to see how Michelle copied Bernadine Dorn.
When you are afraid of everyone and everything, it's hard to see past that fear.
It must have been Bernadine Dorn who taught Michelle about fear.
The politics of fear. The politics of fear.
Because of fear.
Your fear.
So Michelle copied Bernadine Dorn. That's her mentor in Chicago. Barack and Michelle would go to the house of her and her husband, Bill Ayers, who was a big friend of Barack, weekly for years in the 90s. So you can't overstate the amount of influence these domestic terrorists had on the Obamas. Next, a lot of people don't know that Michelle was a community organizer, just like Barack was in Chicago. She headed up something called Public Allies, and this was a radical group that would take people down on their luck. If you got out of prison, if you got kicked out of high school, she would hire you to work in the bureaucracy in Chicago for 10 months, and then one day a week you would come to their offices and be radicalized. Michelle's first guest to lecture her subjects of Public Allies was Bernadine Dorn. So Michelle was in on building this kind of deep state where you infiltrate the bureaucracy with these radicals who over the years, you know, work their way up. So one more item. You might remember that Michelle is famous in 2008 when she was running around the country trashing America. She went over the top one night and said, "For the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country." Now, she said a lot worse things than that, but it's because Barack won a primary, and the media picked up on that. And all of a sudden, it was a problem. People were now paying attention to what she was saying. And the Obama campaign told us that, look, we could lose because of you. So you can't talk like this anymore. So Michelle got a speechwriter, and the next night she said, "Oh, I hate politics, and I just want to be the mom in chief." So she's kind of taken a step back to pretend to not be interested in politics. But she's a very political. She's a better politician than Barack. She's a better speaker. She's from a political family. She grew up in Jesse Jackson's house. So Michelle is kind of like Hillary Clinton. Obama is similar to the Clintons. The husband is a real friendly guy who is a good speaker and has a lot of people like him, but he's disorganized. And the woman in the relationship is the one that drives it and has her own political ambitions. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jefferson in Virginia. Let's take a call before we continue.
Hey, Joel, thanks for doing this.
Sure.
Yeah, the Democratic Party seems to be full of imposters. We really should look into Kamala Harris being a Jamaican citizen at birth because her father was a Jamaican citizen. And she's not eligible. I don't know if that's something they're counting on using later to get her out of office so Michelle can drop in at the last second. I don't think she's going to be willing to run in a primary against Biden and Kamala. She's going to want to be drafted in the convention at the last second.
Okay, well, let me comment on Kamala. Look, most commentators mistakenly think that the black community and black women have some connection to Kamala Harris, and they really don't. Kamala Harris is not African-American. Her mother's from India. Her father's from Jamaica. And Kamala grew up in Canada. She has nothing in common with black community, no common experiences, and never even made it to the first primary in Iowa. If Kamala wants to run for president, she can run all she wants, and no one's going to support her. So I really don't think she's an obstacle. Some people like to talk about Gavin Newsom as a possibility, but he's been a terrible governor here in California. He's relatively new to the national scene. People don't know him. When you start paying attention, you realize he's kind of like a younger Joe Biden. He's very snarky. He's kind of sleazy, and he'll say anything. So I don't think he's a serious candidate for president for the Democrats now, but also especially because he's a white heterosexual male. The Democrats have abandoned white males, especially because of Donald Trump's inroads that he made with the black community as president. Donald Trump delivered to the black community what the Democrats had promised for 60 years and never done. He delivered a robust economy, school choice, prison reform, and good race relations. And that was the biggest threat to the Democrat Party. That's why when Biden got in, his handlers appointed blacks to so many high-profile positions like UN ambassador, press secretary, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, defense secretary, Supreme Court justice, you name it. They're giving a rather insulting message to the black community. It shows you what they think of them. Their message is, we look like you, so you should vote for us. That's how shallow their message is. But Michelle Obama certainly checks those boxes. She's brings on that coalition they think that will succeed and keep the black vote. The Democrats need about 90 to 95% of black voters to maintain their candidates and get them into office. If I was Donald Trump, I would start right now by tweeting and saying things like, Michelle Obama, are you going to apologize for what you did to the black community in Chicago? Michelle, how much money did you make kicking black people out of the emergency room? Michelle, are you going to apologize for making 20,000 blacks homeless? That would open a whole can of worms because black voters are no fools. If they understood that Michelle Obama exploited them and abused them to make money, I don't think they would support her. So let's take one more quick call from, let's go with Tony.
Hello?
Tony, are you there? Yes, Tony, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I just want to corroborate what you said with regard to Michelle Obama and when she was at Whitney High School, okay? Because I have a personal friend, he's Polish, and he sat right behind her. He actually stole the election for treasurer, the class treasurer, from him, okay? And okay. She, of course, her best friend in the class was Santita Jackson, the daughter of Jesse Jackson. And my friend told me so much about Michelle Obama that you are right now bringing out to this world that I just want to thank you, and I want to praise God and know that the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will ultimately come out on.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call. We're heading up to another break. We got a lot more to talk about Michelle Obama. In the meantime, please go to the InfoWars store, Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story, and Plan for Power, the book and the film. And we got a lot more to cover and more calls to take for the rest of the hour. So stay tuned to InfoWars, and we're going to learn a lot more about Michelle Obama that you never knew.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Joel Gilbert, filmmaker and author of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Please go to the InfoWars store and get the book and or DVD. Your life will never be the same once you learn about Michelle Obama. I believe she is planning to run for president because no one wants Joe Biden, and she's been preparing for this. We're going to keep taking calls the rest of the hour, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Now, Michelle Obama, as we've talked about, is a total phony. She spent her childhood running away from black people, afraid of them. She spent her professional career exploiting them. So she creates phony stories to manipulate black and minority voters to make them think she's one of them, to get power, to get their votes. In the 2008 campaign, Michelle did something pretty interesting. She used her fashion to manipulate voters. Michelle was a huge fashionista growing up. She had a celebrity hairdresser named Michael Ronnie Flowers from age 18. I interviewed him in the film. She went to the Miracle Mile in Chicago and bought all the fancy fashionista clothes from fashion designers like Maria Pinto and Ikram Goldman. I visited them. And Michelle in 2005 was on the top 25 best dress list for Vanity Fair, for Vogue magazine, international best dress list, only wears super fashion and the best hairdos. Then Michelle shows up on the campaign trail for Barack Obama in 2008, and she doesn't show up as a fashionista like who she is and say, hey, I'm another Harvard lawyer like my husband. She pretends to be some kind of, you know, housewife from a suburb from the 1950s, what she could imagine a black person might look like in the 1950s. She doesn't comb her hair, and she wears T-shirts and doesn't wear makeup, and she looks like a homeless person. So all this effort to show up on the campaign trail as a homeless person to trick voters, manipulate them into thinking she's just an ordinary person like one of them. So Michelle is a big manipulator, so much so that when Michelle spoke to a black audience, now remember, Michelle speaks perfect English, no urban dialect at all. She talked about how her parents made her and her brother speak beautiful, perfect English. She even got made fun of by the kids for talking like a white girl. But when Michelle speaks to a black audience in 2008, she puts on a phony urban accent to try to trick them into thinking she's just an ordinary black person like them. She didn't come from a political family where her father manipulated black voters. She didn't run away from them and refuse to study with them. She didn't exploit them. No, she wants you to think she's one of them by putting on a phony urban accent. So let's take a look at the urban talk video from the 2008 campaign. Let's watch that.
Nothing had happened. I'm proud of her. Lo and behold, church lady sending in $3 in envelopes. You couldn't spend that. Way back when, I'm not that old. Because we all know kids like me. We are just 3 years outside of paying off our educational debt. All of that going on. If you're still trying to pay your own rent.
So I can't think of anything more disdainful of the black voters and the black community. Today, you'd be arrested, you know, for a hate crime, for going and putting on a phony accent to try to trick people. But that's what Michelle is. She manipulates people with her way she talks, the way she looks, and by creating a completely fake background story. She's not from the South Side of Chicago. She never had any black friends. And she spent her career kicking black people out of their homes and kicking them out of health care. Let's take another look now. I get asked this a lot, and I want to clear this up. Michelle is a total phony, but she is not transgender, and she's not a man. Now, this came up because of a Joan Rivers interview back in, 10, 12 years ago. Let's take a look at the Joan Rivers confrontation with TMZ.
You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't show.
And do you think that the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
No, Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I get asked about this a lot by people. I was at the Reawaken America tour, for example, in Miami, and I had a booth. And several hundred people came up to my booth with the Michelle Obama film and book, and every single one asked me if Michelle is a man. And it's not true. She's not transgender. She's not a man. The reason people picked up on this is, first of all, Joan Rivers, that's her sense of humor. She's a comedian. She likes to say outrageous things. I think it's because Michelle had 15 years of all positive publicity, no critical anything. I think people picked up on that as a way to kind of make fun of her. For instance, here's a picture of Michelle. This is her yearbook photo from a dance class at Whitney Young when she was in high school, 16 years old. She's very obviously female. So I just want to assure all you folks, Michelle is a total phony, but it has to do with her pretending to care about the black community, pretending she had anything to do with them, and her pretending that she didn't exploit and abuse them in her career, and her trying to trick them into getting political power from them by pretending to be just one of these ordinary black folks. So that's Michelle's phoniness. It's not that she's a man or she's transgender, which I assure you she's not. Michelle comes from a family. Her father was a precinct captain. He got a job. He made money from the Democrat Party machine. He had an easy job at the water department in exchange for exploiting the black community, tricking them to voting for the white liberals who did not do anything for them. So Michelle's very much like her father. She tries to trick the black community into voting for Barack and her. You might remember in 2008, black people didn't think Barack was black. They weren't on board to vote for him. He was from Hawaii, from a biracial family. He grew up with white grandparents. He had no experiences with black people. He didn't know any black people. His roommates in college were Pakistanis. So it took a lot of work for Michelle Obama in 2008 to trick the black community into thinking that Barack Obama would have their interests at heart. And in fact, Obama did nothing for the black community. He exacerbated race relations. He brought in illegals that took jobs and drove down wages. And he drove the black community away from their neighbors. White and black relations were 70% of both sides agreed it was positive when Barack became president. When he left, it was opposite. Only 30% thought race relations were good. And it was all because of the Obamas ruining race relations to get power. Obama wanted to be reelected in 2012, so he embraced the Black Lives Matter movement. And made up phony racial stories. So did Michelle Obama. There's a story where she told David Letterman how she had such a great time going incognito at Target because a short woman asked her to get something off the top shelf, and she had such a great time doing it. Then for People magazine, years later, she says, oh, it was a racial incident. The woman asked her for help because she was black. So Michelle is one of the biggest race fakers and race hoaxers in politics. And her intention, I believe, now is to manipulate the minority community once again into supporting her based on her phony background. But my film and book, go to the InfoWars store. We're going to talk for another half hour about Michelle Obama, her real story, and her plan for power. Get the book and film in the InfoWars store.
Please, remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForceLife.com. And we also have BrainForce Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock. 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert back with you, filmmaker, author of Michelle Obama 2024, a real life story and plan for power. Please go to the InfoWars store, support InfoWars, and you'll learn so much about Michelle Obama's plan. I believe that Barack Obama, as most people do, is still running things in the White House. 70% of Joe Biden's staff, including Biden himself, were part of the Obama administration. Obama, despite the fact that he has a climate-denying home in Martha's Vineyard for the summer on the beach, Obama still has a house in Washington, D.C. No president has ever stayed in Washington. But Obama is known to meet regularly with his former staff members, with Congress. He clearly still runs the Democrat Party. He releases statements on Twitter that suddenly become policy. I think the Obamas are itching to get back in the White House. If you look at Michelle Obama's Twitter account, it's very interesting. I've been tweeting about this every day. ever since the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th, Michelle Obama has not tweeted at all. Not at all. She usually tweets three times a day on everything. Politics, outreach to minorities and women. She's only tweeted one time, which was actually a retweet, a repost, for When We All Vote. But for the first time in years, she has not tweeted for 27 days. So I think she's up to something. I think she doesn't want to offend any particular voting bloc on the left or right, and she's preparing for an announcement. Let's go ahead and take some more callers. I want to talk to James in Michigan. Let's talk to James.
Hey, Joel. I enjoyed your work on the Fifth Beatle and also on the Dreams of My Real Father. You know, Barack's mom and those Betty Boop risque photos you found in the Bronx is nothing but stellar research. I have two things here. One is I want to get your take on Michelle possibly getting a male organ installed for Barack's pleasures, or if she had played into the ruse of pretending to be a man to ensnare the alt-right into a trap, yet still captivating the alt-left into liking her even more.
Okay, well, look, as I said in the earlier segment, the idea that Michelle is a man was a joke made by a comedian, and the internet kind of picked up on it because there had been no negative anything about Michelle Obama. For 15 years, she's had hundreds of magazine covers, hundreds of interviews, all a positive fawning media. Whatever Michelle does or says, they agree with. Same thing. That's why she wrote two autobiographies, because she doesn't have to say anything. The media just repeats whatever she wrote, and that's the end of the story. So I can assure you that Michelle is female and has always been female, and that's just distracting. She is a total phony in that she pretends to be part of the black community. She pretends to be from South Shore. She pretends to care about black people. But in fact, Michelle exploited the black community and abused them in her career in Chicago. She was afraid of them growing up. They beat her up. They called her an Oreo. And Michelle wanted nothing to do with the black community, and that's why it's adding insult to injury that she's pretending to care about them. Let's go to Catherine next on the phone.
Hello.
Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Yes. You kind of were on the topic that I've been interested in, because looking at her structure, it's definitely a structure of a man. And I did see a whole long series of a man who had shown where she had genitals showing, the penis showing, and so on.
Yeah, look, I hate to cut off you guys. Again, I went to the Reawaken America event, and 200 people came up and talked to me, and all 200 asked me if Michelle was a man. And I can assure you, having seen hundreds of pictures and talked to all her friends and everybody, you know, there you can see for yourself, that's Michelle's picture if you're watching on video. That's her in dance class. In 16 years old at Whitney Young. She's clearly female. So it's something that's kind of silly and funny. And what I really want you to learn about is what a phony Michelle really is. She's a phony in terms of the way she manipulated the black community. As a kid, she was afraid of them, and she got her revenge on them, kicking 20,000 blacks out of their home when she worked for the mayor of Chicago, denying access to health care to black people. So when Michelle makes up these stories and says, oh, my guidance counselor, you know, racially profiled me. That's a lie. Her guidance counselor was a black lady. When she says she's an ordinary person from the South Side, no, she's from South Shore. That's Michelle's phoniness. And I think black voters are no fools. When they see this film, they learn about her. She's not going to get that 90-95% vote that the Democrats need to get their people elected. Let's go to Sue. Sue's next.
I've got kind of a long question here. Okay, Bernadine Dorn created the, what was it, you don't need a weatherman to tell you which way the wind blows, something like that. And she was also all about communism. Bill Ayers also wrote about getting all the farmers as a pathway to communism. And Bill Ayers studied at Summerhill Schools. Have you ever looked into A.S. Neal, who created Summerhill? And also Could Dorn, Ayers, and Obama's create a pathway to digital ID and technocratic society using the lunchroom and education to put tech in the schools and healthcare? So kind of a power grab for tech.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about them. Look, the Weather Underground was a domestic terrorist group The slogan, you know, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, is taken from the Bob Dylan song, Subterranean Homesick Blues. That's where they got the weatherman line from. The Weather Underground was a terrorist, communist, Marxist group that wanted to overthrow the United States. American communists since the 30s have always pretended to be interested in something else, because Americans would never buy into their socialist nonsense that all the property is now owned by the government. You have to do these jobs and everyone has to look alike and sound alike and dress the same and you're all going to be happy. This is a theory of Marxism. Everybody's going to live like an anthill and you're going to be happy. Throw away the Constitution and let's go with Marxism. Americans would never buy into this nonsense. So that's why in the 1930s, American communists said they were anti-war. We're just against going to war in Europe. After the war, they were, in the 60s, they were anti-Vietnam and anti-draft. But below every movement was a radical Marxist worldview that wanted to replace the Constitution with the Communist Manifesto and end the American experiment. Starting in the 1980s, communists started hiding behind the idea of anti-racism. We're just against racism. Well, everyone's against racism, so yeah, I support that. Black Lives Matter. Of course, Black Lives Matter. That sounds good. We all believe that. But underneath it is a radical Marxist worldview that wants to destroy the United States. And Michelle Obama was heavily influenced by Bernadine Dorn. You can see it in the film. She talks about the politics of fear. Michelle criticizes the United States. She was radicalized by Bernadine Dorn in Chicago, similar to how Barack was radicalized, I think, by Frank Marshall Davis, who I think is his real father in Chicago, an American communist, one of the original black Bolsheviks who came out of Chicago to Hawaii. And Obama was also close to Bernadine Dorn's husband, Bill Ayers. The Obamas had dinner at their house for every week in the 90s. What do you think they talked about? You know, I'm sure that the Ayers and Dorn were thrilled to be able to influence this couple and have so much influence on American politics. So there's a lot in there about the communist influence of these two radicals on Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. So, again, if you go to the InfoWars store, it's both a full-length book and it's also a movie on DVD, Michelle Obama 2024, Her Real Life Story and Plan for Power. I think she's been preparing for years to run for president by copying everything Barack did. She was the keynote speaker at a Democrat convention like Barack. She wrote two autobiographies just like Barack did. And Michelle has a voter registration organization called When We All Vote. Barack had Project Vote. So the Democrats, I think, have set it up for her. They moved the first primary to South Carolina, where half the Democrat voters there are going to be black for the primary. And the Democrat National Convention, could not be more obvious, is in Michelle's hometown of Chicago. So we're going to do one more segment when we get back. Take some more calls, 877-789-2539, and we'll talk a little bit more about Michelle Obama, her real life story, and Plan for Power.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Joel Gilbert back with you, filmmaker and author of Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story on Plan for Power. Please get the book and DVD in the InfoWar store. Now, what I want you to understand Michelle Obama brings to the table for the Democrats is something called plausibility. Plausibility. If they say Joe Biden is winning the election in all the swing states, he's way ahead, no one's going to believe it. You know, on election night, if they say, yeah, Joe Biden beat Donald Trump with his record in office compared to what Donald Trump accomplished, no one will believe it. But if Michelle Obama wins, we'll say, well, I guess she's so popular, we believe it. So Michelle brings plausibility and solves some of the doubt that people have because of voting machines and ballot harvesting and all that stuff. Michelle accomplishes a lot. She checks all the boxes. Now, one interesting thing you're going to find out in the film is regarding the kids of Barack and Michelle Obama. Michelle writes in her book about using IVF treatment to get pregnant for both kids. I believe that Malia, the older daughter, is the child of Barack and Michelle. However, they don't look anything alike at all. And I believe I've identified the father of the second child, which is a close friend to the Obama family. And I believe this, there was an affair that Michelle had with this close friend when her and Barack were not on speaking terms. I actually asked Michelle's mother on tape in the movie about this, and she did not disagree. So you got to watch the movie and find out who Michelle had an affair with and the fact that the second daughter is probably not Barack's daughter. Let's take a couple more calls. We'll go for Mike. Mike, please.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Mike.
and I don't mean that in a racist way. I want to talk about Michelle for a minute. You know, thank you for all your research. It's very eye-opening, and it's wonderful somebody is following it. This whole tranny thing, I mean, the fact is that Joe Rivers was a friend of hers, and ever since she made that claim, it's been an issue, and all Michelle's done is be coy about it. She hasn't responded. She hasn't admitted or denied it. Hey, so it'll get her votes, right? She is the
Look, we can't spend, look, we spent some time on this already. I can't spend too much time on it. I assure you it was a joke by Joan Rivers. I know a lot of people are disappointed, but it's just not true. Michelle has always been female. She is a total phony in that she claims to have any interests of the minority community at heart. Michelle really is an Oreo, what the black kids would call her growing up. Black on the outside, but white on the inside. Michelle writes about how her hero growing up was Mary Tyler Moore. She watched the Brady Bunch every day. Barack said when he met her, she reminded him of his white grandmother. He said the family was like Leave It to Beaver, like the 1950s, you know, typical suburban white family. That's Michelle's real problem, and she's very insecure about her relationship with the black community because of how she was so afraid of them and got abused by them as a kid, and then she went on to exploit and abuse them in her career to make money. So that's her real phoniness. It's not the gender issue. So let's go on to Rich. Let's talk to Rich, please.
Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, I loved your first one, Dreams of a Real Father. When I told people about that, their mouths dropped. They couldn't believe it. The information you provided was awesome. So I'm excited about getting your book and DVD. But just to top off, I think this whole transgender thing with Michelle Obama is the birth certificate for Barack. It's the same thing, just like you just covered everything, where she's going step by step. They're using the transgender thing like they did for Barack with the birth certificate. Same thing. It's a distraction. Here, look over here. This gender thing, right?
Yeah, it is a distraction. I think I've revealed a real life history of Michelle Obama that no one else has ever done. No one went to Chicago and talked to all the people that I did, including her elementary and high school classmates, teachers, principals, friends, dance instructor. Michelle went to a dance school called Mayfair Academy, exclusive dance school from age 7. She was performing all over Chicago. That's why you see her dancing on, you know, Jimmy Fallon. She's got some good dance moves because from age 7, Michelle was professionally dancing in Chicago and performing jazz and tap for years. So she had a very privileged childhood, and she doesn't want anybody to know that. Even in her book, Becoming, it's very funny. She talks about going to Harvard, to Princeton University, and then instead of being proud of it and saying, hey, I went to Harvard Law and something about Harvard, she doesn't. She says, after Princeton, I went to law school, and then I moved to Chicago and got a job. She doesn't even tell us she went to Harvard because she doesn't want you to know what an elitist she is. But Michelle is from an elite family. Her uncle, named Nominee Robinson, went to Harvard Business School. You know, he was a franchisee of McDonald's and had car dealerships in Rochester. Michelle is the real American dream. I mean, she's an American success story. She got out of schools that wouldn't benefit her. She went to good schools. She went to Princeton and Harvard. She got great jobs. But she doesn't want you to know that. She wants to trick minorities into thinking that she was discriminated against and had to overcome, so they'll think that she's one of them, but she really is not. Let's go for Kevin, please. Let's talk to Kevin.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, Kevin, question.
All right. You know, you kind of dispelled what I was calling in about. The way I understood it was Michael played college football for Oregon, University of Oregon. Okay, and
I know. Look, these are the jokes people made because the media gave Michelle 100% uncritical coverage. Melania Trump is a professional model, and they never gave her any gig to be on the cover of a magazine. There was Michelle Obama on the cover of hundreds of magazines. So I think it's the transgender thing. They picked up on this joke from Joan Rivers kind of because there was nothing else, because Michelle was so anti-American. She bashed America so much on the 2008 campaign trail. I think it was the only thing that people picked up on to try to make something of it. Let's watch the movie trailer one more time. And everyone, please go to Michelle Obama 2024 on the InfoWars store and get the book and the DVD. You'll learn so much because I think Michelle will be declaring for president sooner than later. Let's take another look at the trailer.
They could run Michelle Obama. And if they do...
Welcome, Michelle Obama!
Michelle Obama is the most popular woman in America.
You know I hate politics.
You can forget about the disclaimer. I'm convinced that Michelle Obama is running for president in 2024.
Systemic racism, pepper spray, and rubber bullets on peaceful protesters.
She's following the exact same formula that Barack did to become president. Michelle was the keynote speaker at the 2020 Democrat convention, just like Barack was in 2004. Barack once ran a voter registration organization. Now, so does Michelle.
That's how we change America.
Also, Barack Obama based his candidacy on his personal story. Michelle has done the exact same thing. But like Barack, Michelle tells a life story that is more fiction than fact.
Maybe somebody's going to discover that I shouldn't be here.
Now, come along on an investigation into the real Michelle Obama and her plan for power. I found out Michelle's father worked for the Democrat Party machine.
My father, he was a precinct captain in Chicago. People would come for money.
It turns out Michelle was never a part of the black community.
In that household, there was fear.
You talk like a white girl.
You could get your butt kicked if you talk like a white girl. What was going on in the 70s was what we called white flight.
The only person doing white flight in the 1970s was Michelle Robinson.
You're told by a school counselor you're not Princeton material.
You're black. Maybe you're stretching.
Michelle was no victim of racism. In fact, Michelle has been running from the black community her whole life.
Hyde Park is the best neighborhood.
And Michelle sold out the black community working for the mayor of Chicago.
This is turning into a ghetto. You better run.
They just take our home like this here.
And she sold them out as a hospital executive, kicking poor black patients out of the ER.
Like that.
I learned that to get power, Michelle pretends to be part of the black community she exploited all her life.
Lo and behold, trying to pay your own rent.
Imposter syndrome.
All out war between the pigs and us.
And it turns out Michelle's close friend and mentor was an anti-American radical.
The politics of fear.
Because of fear. Your fear. They want you to be afraid of change.
Working to change the future of this nation. We need you. Are you in?
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
And to transform America, Michelle plans to rule America come Election Day 2024.
Okay, everybody, please go to the InfoWars store, Michelle Obama 2024, for the book and film. Thanks for being a great audience.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.